fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse across this land.
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Let's ride with him, folks. He's worthy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful to be in here with you tonight on a Wednesday evening. We're live and direct right here out of the great state of Tennessee tonight with you. And we are worshiping the Heavenly Father and His great grace. Tonight we're going into part two of the laws of time. Tonight we're going to specifically concentrate on the luminaries. Now, a luminary is what we would call light. You need light when you're in darkness. Well, the Bible says that darkness comprehended it not on the Shabbat. Let's tune in tonight to a little music for the Shabbat. Coming up. We're in the Shabbat right now, ladies and gentlemen. Started at sundown tonight. And we're celebrating Shabbat. Shalom. Shabbat.
Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace.
That's New Jerusalem, folks. Praise Yahweh. Coming down from Yahweh out of heaven. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Praise Yahweh. We're so thankful tonight. Shalom. Shabbat. Hallelujah. Celebrating.
Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom.
Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. Happy Sabbath to you. Coming in tonight in a great way. We just happen to be on the subject of the Sabbath and its appointed times. Let me tell you right out the gate here tonight. Every man, every woman, or every child that does not confess the lunar Sabbath and the appointed times by a system that Yahweh designed, placed in the heavens himself, called it what it was, and we're going to examine what it is here tonight. We're going to tell you, Genesis 1:14. It says that the luminaries in the heavens will be for signs. Now, the Hebrew word for the word signs is O-W-T-H, oath, almost like an oath. Seasons is the word modem or modium, and days and years are for signs and seasons, and that word is the word modium. It means the moon. Now let me tell all these deniers of the moon Sabbath, you're a liar. You lie. You make Yahweh. You know, it's amazing how much ignorance and foolishness that people would go to out of their way to deny what Yahweh put in the heavens for signs and festivals and beginning of times. You see, the time system is a renewal process. Yahweh himself is in charge. He's the time clock man, if you will. He orchestrated the heavens, set them out in precision. I used to envy people in my day, back in the 40s. I recognized people that wore wristwatch, and they had what they called a 17 joule Elgin. Boy, I don't know why that in that day that was a very popular watch and everybody that was somebody wore one. Well, we had also the Big Bens back those days, and those were pocket watches, and that's about $2 or $3. And, you know, that's what I had in my overhauls as I paraded around. I wanted to act big. Everybody had a pocket watch, but very few people had a 17 joule Elgin to wear on a wrist. And you were somebody. It was a status or a sign that you had arrived, that you had made it. You I don't know what made any better than a $2 Big Ben pocket watch. Maybe $1.75, I can't remember. It wasn't much. However, let me tell you something right now. Let me repeat this, and I am really bearing down tonight, and I'm going to read you a scripture. I want you to turn to the 104th Psalms tonight with me. When I go there, you're going to be surprised what Yahweh has to say, and then you're going to be surprised what I'm going to call people that don't agree with him. You know what? You make yourself out to be a liar when you don't agree with the Bible. I'm going to repeat that. When you can't agree with what's wrote. Now, the Messiah withstood the devil and the temptation to change the word. Bow down and worship me. But Yahweh knew that it was written, thou shalt not worship anybody but Yahweh, and him only shall you serve. Satan's always wanting you to water down, change it, conform it, let tradition take over. And I've already told you, he wants to sit on the seat of the north. Satan does. Now, this is part two of the set times in the heavens. Let me read you, with any further ado, let me read you Psalms 104. I hope you've got your Bible and agree with me. I want you to agree with me. And now if you have any disagreement with me, you call me. You write me. And I want to see what you're made out of. Whosoever will acknowledge Yahweh's commandment. You know the only thing in the Bible that is set for a sign in the commandment is the Sabbath. We're going to get in that just in a minute. It's actually written in Exodus 31:13. Read it for yourself. Ezekiel 20:12. That's where I got my introduction to the Sabbath right there. And Ezekiel 20:20. Now, if you look at the word, it's the same word that Moses used in Genesis 1:14, oath, O-W-T-H. The Sabbath is a sign as well as an appointed time to meet with Yahweh. Now think about this, the awesome thought. Have you ever really understood how serious the Sabbath is? It's a time that Yahweh is ceased from the activities of the world. He's not out doing the things that he normally does. He's a busy man. On Sabbath, he likes to hang around with the guys and the girls and have a good time and worship and praise and honor and shout and dance. You wouldn't know when to do that if it wasn't for one particular thing. And you know what that is? The moon. I'm going to repeat that to all of you moon haters, despisers. Yahweh curse you if you deny what he says in his word. Now, you say, well, Pastor, but that's very strong. Well, let me give you the scripture. If any man adds to this text, to him shall be added the plague. Now, that's a curse. If you do not believe that the moon is a set time to mark the set times in the heavens for the festivals, the Moads, at the beginning of the renewal process, Psalms 104:19 brings this curse upon you. Now, if you take from the text, from you will be taken your part out of the Lamb's Book of Life. That's serious business, folks. Now, Yahweh takes the Sabbath very seriously. Now, that's the truth. He takes it seriously when you deny what he says And you go off and change Yahweh's word through your unbelief. Let's take a look at Saturday. I mean, even the Seventh-day Adventists admit that Saturday ain't the Sabbath. All of your encyclopedias of ancient structure of time set admit that it's a lunar solar calendar. Again, let me read you what it says in the 19th verse of the 104th Psalms. He made the moon for appointed times. You are a liar when you deny that. If you take that out of the Bible and you quit observing that the moon is for appointed times. Now, what is the Sabbath? It's an appointed time. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to rest. What tells you? The Gregorian calendar? How stupid can you be? I mean, you are absolutely stupid. I mean, I just have to get down to where you live. In Stupidville, USA, or Stupidville World. If you do not believe that the moon is made for appointed times, or moeds, or the beginning of the month, or oath, you're a liar. Your father's a liar. He was a liar from the very beginning, and you took up where he left off so you could continue the lies of changing Yahweh's word. The word Roman Catholic calendar Saturday is not in the Bible. Uh-oh. But the moon and its appointed times are. If you go with Saturday, you are a liar. And you're the father of it. And you're plucked up and dead and twice dead. Well, I know that them Jews know when that seventh day rolls around, glory to God. All you gotta do is look on the Saturday calendar. How stupid can you be? I mean, you're absolutely stupid. To believe that the Gregorian calendar, which has been changed umpteen times, and then you'll defend that. Oh no, they might have took a day off here or there, and you won't believe what they've done to the calendar times if you really want to look at it. One of these days, I'm just going to spend the whole hour telling you what they've done to it. You say, well, it all worked out, oh, and it come right back in time. Back there when God, He made Sunday, and then He made Monday. And He made Tuesday, and then He made Wednesday, and then He made Thursday, and then He made Friday, and then He made Saturday, glory to God. And that's the seventh day, and that's when I'm resting. You are absolutely out of your mind to believe that if you go back to the beginning of time, that He made Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday is the seventh day in the calendar, and that's when we rest, because God said, glory to God, that in harmony with the Word, you've got to rest on Saturday, glory to God, and when you do, you're going to be blessed. You know what the Bible says about being blessed? Oh, I've got a car. I've got a truck. I've got a home. I've got money in the bank, glory to God. Well, liars, it pays good to lie. Marvel not if the wicked prosper. What are you crowing about? Now, you seem like doing pretty good because you keep Saturday for the Sabbath. You know it ain't right. And the 104th Psalm and the 19th verse proves you're not right. It's the moon that tells you when to keep a Sabbath. These are for the appointed Sabbaths and they appointed feast days. Now, nothing changes in the harmony and the recognition of the synchronicity of the movement of the 17 jewel Elgin that Yahweh himself wears around the band of the earth like you'd wear a wristwatch. Yahweh, who created the heavens and earth and hung it on nothing, uses the band of the heavens and its movement through its alignment and through its times, set seasons, by the appointment of the moon. The sun knows when to go down. It don't have to be told. The moon is for appointed seasons. Now, if you don't believe that, you got a problem. If you search the scriptures, you'll see that the 17 jewel Elgin on the armband of Yahweh as it circles the earth, it is a truth as a treasure that is hid in the field. Did you know that the earth doesn't reveal its treasures? You have to dig, you have to pray, you have to seek, you have to ask, you have to study, you have to follow the prophets. And if you're following a Saturday keeper that is teaching that Saturday is the seventh day and it's the Sabbath, you're following a false prophet. You're following someone that doesn't know, as it is in the 7th chapter in the 43rd verse of the quote of Stephen, where he talks about in the book of Amos that the Greek for Saturnalia Day is nothing but a day to be worshipped as the beast and the false prophet who sits on the sides of the congregation of the north and having you down there on Saturday on your knees praying, thinking that Yahweh himself is resting. Did you know that Yahweh rests on his appointed times by the moon? How stupid can you be? I'm really so sad that you got a sad case of stupidity. If you believe that junk, come out of her, my people. Come out of Saturnalia. If you do your word study and the concordance, Isaiah 13:21 says, "But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their house shall be full of dofer creatures, and owls shall be there, and Saturn shall dance there." Oh my. The wild beasts of the desert also meet with the wild beasts of the island. And the satyr shall cry to his fellow. The screech owl will also rest there and find for herself a place of rest. Isaiah 34:14, in both cases, the Hebrew word translated as satyr is Strong's number H8163. Saturn Day, Saturday. You're just continuing the pagan rituals of the god of tradition, trying to defile Yahweh, and having you sitting down on a Saturday, Strong's number H8163, check it out. Did you know that Saturday observance was going on? And in Leviticus chapter 17:7, notice the word for devils, and they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statue forever unto them throughout their generations. They shall no more offer their sacrifice to devils. When you worship on Saturday, you're offering a worship to Saturn, from the Greek word Saturn, Saturnalia, Ladies and gentlemen, you better wake up. I mean, if people won't wake up, they're going to find themselves in trouble with Yahweh, who has chosen a system of systematic synchronicities in the heavens on his armband, the earth, or the band around the earth, which is nothing but a cosmic time band of units of time starting with the one in the heavens that synchronizes the rest of the heavens and its movement. And it's called the moon. Psalms 104, verse 19. Read it again. Are you having trouble with that?
Well, all I know is that the Pope Gregory, he was a good man, glory to God, and he was a pope, and he sat down one day and got his old wise men around him, and he said, "Now, boys, let's change God's time."
And they thought about it, like it's recorded in Daniel 7:25, and then they committed a conspiracy against Yahweh's 17th jewel hung in the heavens, the moon, that is appointed for times and seasons. Take it out. Okay, we'll do that. So Julius Caesar removed the moon completely from the calendar of that day. Up until then, the moon was the regulator. It set the times and the seasons and the synchronicity of the 18 account cycle, or the 17 jewel elgin that was hung on the wristband of the heavens to mark times and seasons. And if you really want to know, Jeroboam, they committed the sin of Jeroboam. You know what he done? In 2 Chronicles 11:15, he ordained him priest for the high places and for the devils and for the calves, which he had made and set there at a time that he appointed. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, instead of worshiping on the 15th day, you know what the 15th day is, ladies and gentlemen? It's a full moon. Whew. Oh my. Tonight we just happen to have one. Isn't it wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is a strong tower? His righteousness today is the 23rd day beginning tonight, which is the 22nd, but at sundown, we start the 23rd day. Just happens to be a full moon Sabbath. Isn't that wonderful? And next month, we'll begin the 7th month, and the 15th day will arrive on the 7th month on the 22nd, and starting on the night of the 21st, just who happens to be the set festival on the lunar calendar of Yahweh, and the moon is appointed for seasons, you lying devils who worship Saturnalia. Shouldn't you be taken and slayed?
Oh, Pastor Buddy, you're so hard against us. Prophesy to us smooth things and tickle our ears.
Okay, let me give you Isaiah 66:23 and 24. Then you shall go forth and you shall see the carcasses of those who have changed my word and worshipped Saturnalia, Saturn, and the host of heavens. You've been given up to a vain imagination, creating a creature in your own mind, Satan, And just as Jeroboam did in 2 Chronicles 11:15, when he changed the festival from the seventh month and the 15th day of the full moon to the eighth month and the 15th day. You don't believe that a king of Israel would do that? Oh, yes. He brought back what Yahweh had removed from Israel in Leviticus chapter 17, which was Saturnalia. And nearly every time Jeroboam's name is mentioned thereafter, it is either prefaced or followed by the statement, "Who has made my people Israel to sin by changing times and laws?" You see, the devil has practiced long enough to make perfect. Now we got the Roman calendar, Saturnalia, church. And Amos is telling us that the Saturday is idolatry, and Stephen repeated it, and they killed him for it. Some people are real touchy about their idolatry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad day when they will defend the lie of the Saturnalia serpent, who's wormed his way and crawled his way into the calendar of time and changed times and laws to keep their own traditions and how they love to the sun god, not the moon, which is regulated of Psalms 104:19. This is the regulator, not the sun. The sun is a true indicator of the spring equinox when it comes to a certain point in the celestial seasons. It renews the beginning of the year, and from the next 12 months, the moon is set for the appointments. And if you don't believe that, you're a liar. And all liars are going to have their part in the book of life. You say, "Well, now it's just your opinion, Pastor Buddy." No, it's not. That's Yahweh's opinion. If you'd like to go up against Yahweh, you just have at it. You make him out to be a liar. Psalms 104:19. David declared the great Holy Ghost-filled Ruach prophet that Yahweh said is a man after my own. He said, "You, Yahweh, you set the moon for appointed times." Well, in the 20th chapter of 1 Samuel, David was very adept at knowing tomorrow would be the new moon. There was a regulator, a time law, a system of checks and balances. And I discussed some of those last night in detail. Tonight, I'm attacking the Saturnalia, folks. You Seventh-day Adventists are a sad plight when it comes to standing up against the light of the Scripture and the lunar, the great light to rule the night. You see, the time starts when the sun knows it's going down. It begins the next day. The moon determines the next day, not the sun.
"Well, the sun come up this morning, it's another day."
The moon came up, and it's another day. The evening and the morning was the first day. You see, people want to change Yahweh's laws. It's sad, but it's true. They will think to change times and laws. Truth. You shall know what? The truth. Truth is something that will shine out of darkness. Woo! Man, that's your light to rule the beginning of the day, the yom. You don't begin at the sunrise. it begins when the sun knoweth it's going down, and then in that evening, the lunar appoints the next day. And if you want to argue with that, why don't you just go ahead and do it? What about Sunday, Pastor Buddy? You ain't saying nothing about the Sunday worshipers. Well, let's see what they do. It's the first day of the pagan Roman papal calendar. Current, because the days were not always the first and seventh day of the week, respectively. It's interesting that we pronounce the N in Woden's day, Wednesday, but we don't for Saturn's day, Saturday. Have you ever heard of a satyr, the cloven, hoofed, half-man, half-goat, the universal symbol for Satan himself? You know what the word Satan is? In the Chaldean language, satyr. That's where Satan comes from. It's an obvious fraud, and only the enemies of Yahweh would observe Sunday in honor of the pagan sun god. And so, you see, Satan has given you a choice. He don't care which one. He's got you on both days, Saturday or a Sunday. Both of them actually means the same thing. It's a worship of Saturday, a day named after Satan. Now, notice this. Satan is called the horned god. Now, Pan was a lusty satyr, half man, half goat, and was given to every form of lasciviousness or debauchery. Cornos, the father of the gods for a certain wicked deed, was called a Titan among the gods of the Greeks, and cast down to hell. Cornos was none other than Satan himself, Titan, as it is sometimes spelled in the Chaldean form of the Hebrew word Shetan, the common name of the adversary. All this is picked up by the whore church and reintroduced in certain descriptive and hidden cosmetic forms. All they did was dress it up and give you the tradition that all the ancient pagan worshipped in the horned goat or the horned serpent, the father of the gods, the Titan. Now, where does Zeus come in here? This is the name of the pagan god. And we know him today as Jesus. Jesus. I know that hurts. Oh, yeah. Listen to what the devil said in Isaiah 14, 13, and 14. Now, notice this. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. Now, underline that word congregation. In the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. The word congregation here, notice how they have camouflaged or counterfeited the word modium, which means appointed times. The same word that I gave you back here in the beginning when we were reading in Isaiah 1:14 for the appointed, and Psalms 104, verse 19, the appointed times. And they changed it to congregation. I will ascend into heaven, and I will sit upon the mount. That it means at the head of the congregation. Now, wait a minute. if that word congregation is not there, and the appointed fake word is there, appointed times is what should be there, I will sit up on the appointed times. I will be master of the appointed times and not the 17 jewel. I'm a $2 bin, but I've got you ticking in my direction. Yahweh's the 17 jewel Elgin that works off of the synchronicity, the jewels of the heaven, the planets, as they spin in unified control, set by the appointed bounds. The sun knows it's going down, and that begins the day with the appointed time of the moon. I will send above the heights of the clouds. You know who they are. I will be like the Most High. Oh, you're going to worship me on Saturnalia Day. You're going to worship me on Sunday, the Saturday. But God is the same one. The same one that invented Saturday is the same one that invented Sunday. Not the S-O-N, but the S-U-N. And they are given up to worship as it is in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, where they were worshiping the sun, S-U-N. This is the same paganistic horned serpent, father of the gods, Titan, in the Chaldean mysteries that promoted this and sent Israel into whoredoms to worship in the horn gods. And Kornos, the father of gods. And then finally, to the New Testament era of the Greek region, when they introduced, guess what? It was an insult enough to change Yahweh's modems and change the times and the seasons of the appointed moon, not appointed Saturnalia, not appointed Sunday. See, they cast the moon right out of, and these idiots, stupid preachers that come on and advocate Saturday or Sunday on a Gregorian calendar, which they know it's a lie. But the world eats it up. The Bible said they will cast the truth of Yahweh's word, the moon, to the ground and prosper. They don't have to have the moon. It's a hang-up. Well, that's old-fashioned. I told you about the problems that you would have worshiping on a lunar calendar. You can't go to General Motors and sell that bill of goods because they ain't buying it. It's not in their Saturnalia plans or Saturn plans or Sunday plans. They will make way for you of Saturday or Sunday. But don't come and ask for any other time off, because it's not written in the contract, because Satan, the evil one, who has come in to sit upon the mount of the appointed times, Satan himself changed it. And his false prophets are still bellowing and belching out their anti-Yahweh truth of Psalms 104, verse 19. Now, you argue with Yahweh. The word, modium, which means appointed times. Controlling power or authoritary presence when you sit on the mount of the appointed times. The master, the 17 jewel guy, that keeps time with the 17 jewel, crown of his movements of the jewels in the heavens, and Satan, who could not duplicate that, perverted what was already created there. You see, that's he's a master of perversion. Now, listen to me. The name Saturn in Chaldee is pronounced Satur. S-A-T-U-R. But as every Chaldean scholar knows who has studied the Chaldean language, it consists of only four letters is S-T-U-R. Stir. This name contains exactly the apocalyptic number 666. The S is 60, the T is 400, the U is 6, and the R is 200, which makes a total of 666. And you can find that evidence in Alexander Hyssop's book, The Two Babylons. He knew that the Saturnalia Church, the Roman Catholic, the authors of Zeus. Hey, Zeus, what do you want us to call your God? He's so strong. Just say, hey, Zeus, hey, Zeus, hey, Zeus. And everybody bowed to the Saturnalia lie of the serpent, the sun god. And they called him from Titan to Zeus, who ruled in the Greek dynasty as the supreme god, or the Titan, or the two-horned goat. The cloven hooves and the goat head. Need I say more? There's no excuse for anyone in taking a position that they're is no more truth to be revealed, and that they have it in Saturday and Sunday. That's a lie. You need to check out the things that is truth. And the Bible says in St. John chapter 4, verse 24, Yahweh is a spirit, and they who worship Him must. It's required. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Oh, they like to sing and dance, and oh, they'll get their microphones and quiver their voice, and that don't mean nothing to me. My prophecy said, if you've got my word, you speak it faithfully. You don't be overcome with these things that sound good, look good, taste good. The Bible said, touch not and taste not. Come out of the world. Withdraw yourself from the Saturnalia crowd who is promoting Saturday and Sunday for the worship day. Satan has been exalted. And it is the sign of his now authority, where if you're a poor lunar worshiper, there's no room in the inn for you. We've got room for you to Kingsgate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We want you to know that. Praise Yahweh. We're so thankful. And we don't back down. And Saturday bears the name of the adversary who sits upon the appointed times of the north. He's like the Most High. He's not the Most High. Remember, he's not the Most High. But he's convinced 99% of the world that he's the one that's in charge of the appointed times. Now that word congregation, don't let it fool you. Check Pastor Buddy out and see if I'm not telling you the truth. That word congregation is an added word to camouflage the real word, which is moed, which is the appointed times. I will set on the appointed time. Let me set your appointed time. Believe me. I've got to seem right way. Y'all believe me. I want to take over. Don't ignore Yahweh. Yes, he's got a 17 jewel Elgin on his arm. But take old Big Ben here. The $2 Big Ben. And I'll give you a timepiece that'll send you eternally to hell with all nations of people that forget the appointed times of Yahweh. And you think I'm going to sugarcoat you idiots that come on here and holler, well, the seventh day now, we went back here to the beginning. And we know when Saturday was, glory to God. You lying demons. They wasn't even on a Saturday when the month were organized and put forth. And yet you go on and lie. And lie, and lie, and continue lying. I don't know how long you're going to lie and get away with it. I believe Satan has filled your mouth, but I think Yahweh is going to stop it. The Bible said the gospel will stop every mouth. Sooner or later, you have to face truth.
Lord, hey Lord, I went to church faithfully on Saturday. I hear that old raging Pastor Buddy speaking against it. I was afraid to call him because he would probably bite me.
I will bite you. You need to be bitten. You need to be cut with a sword so many ways that you'll bleed all that tradition and foolishness out of your spiritual body. Get rid of this crap and this foolishness and all these pagan names. It's a known fact that Israel observed the Sabbath based on the moon cycle. From the earliest of time. I've got the Bible, folks. If you want to get in here and debate it, let's go. What's in your way? Saturday? You know your daddy's set up on the Mount of the Congregation, which is the hidden word. You see, you can't hide that from me. You can quote that scripture and say, oh, yeah, Satan tried to imitate. Let me tell you something, folks. Oh, Satan, the Big Ben, who has got you carrying a pocket watch on old Big Ben and Saturday and Sunday, you better get back to the 17-jewel Elgin and get down on it, and 7 and 1 is 8, and 8 is the first Sabbath in the weekly month Sabbaths of 4 regulated to 7 days, and then the 8th day is the Sabbath. The full moon is nothing more than the 14th day, beginning to be the 15th day. 14 is 2/7, with the first day being the moon cycle. Then you got 6 working days between that, and then you keep a Sabbath, and then you keep the 15th Sabbath. It's the second Sabbath to the 15th. The third one is your quarter and your third quarter, and then the last one is when we are coming down toward the last Sabbath to wait for a renewing of the moon. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get off here. My time has come and gone. I love you tonight. I've sort of been a little bit hard on you, haven't I? Well, that's all right. Yahweh wants you to keep a Sabbath. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey. And we love you all so much tonight. Praise Yahweh. We'll see you at the Kingsgate Inn next month, beginning on the 21st. Yahweh willing. Keep the Sabbath. Keep it holy. You can write me tonight. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Or you can call me tonight. I'm live on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel around the world, taking on all comers that don't believe that the moon sets the appointed times. And if you don't believe that, you're a liar. Praise Yahweh. And I enjoy telling you that because I've got the Bible right here, Psalms 104, verse 19, and I'll stick to that. You stick to your Saturnalia, and I'll stick to Psalms 104, verse 19. I'll see ya Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, around the world on WWRB. Yahweh bless you, and keep the faith, and don't break His Sabbath.